Wednesday morning with the Musers. Say hi to the Invasion coming up in about 15 minutes. Been talking a lot about the Mavericks firing of general manager Nico Harrison this morning. And as we continue that discussion, joining us now in the Ticket Hotline is the head coach of the Mavericks. We say good morning to Jason Kidd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Okay. We're doing great. Thanks for the time. I know this has been quite a week.
It has been quite a week. Almost for the past 7 days, it's been quite a week.
Yes, yes. Well, your team gets out of the gate 3-8 this season. Was the slow start the nail in the coffin for Nico?
Well, I don't think Nico is in a coffin or anything. I mean, I know he got fired, but I don't think they put him in a coffin to get rid of him. Last I saw, he was driving a Lexus. And he was driving away from the AAC while laughing maniacally with the words, "My plan worked," to hit shoe polished on the rear window. So, but I mean, you know, I mean, I know that you heard that he had died and been placed in the coffin, but
no.
I think that's a little weird
because
he had made a cremation pact with me in Cuba in the first year he was here. So I don't think he wanted to be put in a coffin. And to hear he's been placed in the coffin is kind of the second craziest thing, because behind the fact that I heard that they're using nails to seal the coffin, what are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I mean, they're more effective fasteners they could use, like maybe, you know, I mean, it's not like the coffin top's going to be subjected to shear or tensile stress, so I'd use a Torx head screw. That'd be a better choice than a structural nail. You're way off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's an old saying, but never mind.
Yeah, and I guess, Coach, as far as you're concerned, you just have to focus on the future and not look back.
Well, I mean, I got to look back now.
Okay.
I mean, that's a whole area. I mean, what if I'm like in a 2002 Camry and there's a non-working rear camera that was retrofitted in poorly by someone's uncle? I mean, you know, you got to turn around and you got to look back.
Yeah, I guess in that case,
you could run the bumper into like some sort of pylon or something like that.
Right.
And why would you want me to do that? Why are you recommending something to me?
Well,
you just want to see a Hall of Famer, former point guard, to incur pylon camera-related damage? You need to check yourself.
Well, okay, I will check myself. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Well, it's been a strange 18 months for your team. You make the NBA Finals. You were looking great, and then everything happened. So I guess all that glitters isn't gold.
Well, that's stupid, because I don't think anyone ever actually posited that everything that glitters is indeed gold.
Well,
I mean, I think most people properly realize that there's a lot of glittering particulate matter that is indeed not gold-based. So, I mean, not only because of the expense, but, I mean, think about it. Because of its relatively low ranking on the Mohs scale of hardness, I mean, if it's not alloyed with something with some other strengthened material like copper, then, I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah,
mean, good point.
And when a stripper douses her body with glitter, I doubt she's using solid gold flakes. Otherwise, why would she need to be shaking a milk jug all over a 2 p.m. businessman's face if she don't need the money?
That's an interesting point. That's an interesting point. And, you know, and everyone's talking about getting a new GM in here and making trades, but I guess the other side of that is, what if your team gets healthy? Anthony Davis, you get Kyrie back, and you rise like a phoenix from the ashes.
Oh, now hold on. Well, first of all, I don't play for Phoenix anymore, so let's leave them out of it. I'm not sure which Wikipedia you're on, but it's the wrong one.
Okay. Yeah, George, you need to check that.
And even when I was there, we didn't rise from any ashes. I mean, we just mainly came in from the tunnel and then played basketball.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, why would we incorporate a piece of stagecraft and game presentation of rising from a mound of conflagration detritus? I mean, that would gray out our uniforms and cause potential respiratory issues for our teams.
Yeah.
Your teams.
Yeah, that's a really good point. George, I don't know where you were going.
I don't know where I was going with that. I'm sorry.
That's George, man. He's all over the place.
Just working without a net over here.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
I mean,
no doubt.
You know, like I always tell you, George, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's right, George.
Yeah, I should have done that.
Yep. Well, Coach, thanks so much for the time. We always appreciate it, and good luck going forward.
Well, I don't know that I'm going forward. I'm reversing in my camera right now.
Oh, you got that camera fixed, huh? Okay. There he goes, Jason Kidd.